With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
RJ Bell joining me for his weekly visit here on CBS Sports Radio. How you doing tonight, RJ?
20 years in January in Vegas.
So you're coming up on two decades in the in Sin City, huh?
Yep. Now, I still look like I'm 30. I'm not sure how that works, but it's true.
I know. I want some of what you're having. I want whatever it is you're drinking, man.
Well, there's buffets, right? A lot of people think they're bad for you. I think Fountain of Youth.
Yeah, well, okay, so you've mentioned the buffets before, RJ. Before we get to the fight here real quick, give us the RJ Bell power ranking of the buffets in Vegas. Give us the top three.
Oh, this is easy. Well, first, you got to understand, I'm going for the highfalutin best buffets.
That's okay.
But typically, that's not what I do. I love the $12 buffets for dinner, that if you know where to go. Because that's the thing about a buffet, right? Let's say you're going to be a fairly big eater, and I certainly am not a light eater. And let's say you're going to have two plates of food and a dessert. Well, all you need is two plates worth of good food. If everything else is no good, who cares as long as you can get, you know, two plates of food, right?
Yep.
And to me, the very best buffets, pretty much anything you eat is going to be really good. But if you go to the $12 local joints, as they're called, everything's not good. In fact, maybe less than 50% is good. But if you know those two plates to get, well, that's all that really matters. That said, for those visiting across the country, going to visit Vegas, number one, I think it's unequivocal, the Bellagio. Bellagio buffet, it's about $40 on the weekend, so it's not cheap. But man, oh man, sushi, escargot, I mean, it's like the elite foods, but so, so good. I would say the win is number two.
Okay.
I don't think there's a third that's clear, so I'm going to go Bellagio, win one and two.
Do you have a good hole in the wall that fits into that $12 category you're talking about?
Yeah, you know, I think Green Valley Ranch, which is one of the nicer local casinos. A lot of people might have heard of that. It's part of the Stations Casino Group, which they've got stations all across town. But Green Valley Ranch, it's more towards 15, but quite good for a locals casino.
Okay, Steve, you're getting ready to head out there August 26th. You just got your buffets. You got your checklist from RJ Bell on the buffet front. So, RJ, 20 years for you coming up here in Vegas. So you've seen a lot of big fights, a lot of big spectacles, and I feel like this may be more spectacle than fight that we're about to see. But can you put this one in the mix somewhere, at least as far as hype goes or how much anticipation there is for Mayweather and McGregor compared to others that you've seen as you've been out there before? Does it stack up with some of the other really, really big ones?
Well, first I'll say this. I don't care if it's anything but spectacle, because let's be candid. If you're a big boxing fan, if you're an aficionado, which, hey, I'm not, but awesome, right, if you are, well, there's all kind of stuff on TV, right? And there's all kind of live events to go to. And let's be candid, is when Showtime or HBO has one of those middle-of-the-road type cards that is not pay-per-view, but it's on a, you know, Friday night or Saturday night, you know, how many people are watching it, right? Well, that's the universe of hardcore fight fans, right? And obviously there's even harder core, you know, some weekday kind of thing on a sports channel, a regional sports channel. To me, what's interesting is who gets involved additionally when it is a spectacle. And that's what these fights are for. And I said this recently on another show. Of the last 10 big mega fights, how many have fell short of expectation as a fight? You know, I don't know if the number's 8 or 7, but it's certainly more than half. So finding a great fight, that's going to be, you know, a less than 50% proposition no matter who fights, right? Mayweather Pacquiao, yeah, we can say, oh, it was a couple years too late, but that was the dream fight. And how good was it? Well, not very good as a fight by most accounts. But that spectacle, that's what's the rarest thing. And I think in Vegas, and I'm here, like I said, a couple of decades now, And I've been to many, many Thursday tip-offs of March Madness, many opulent Super Bowl parties. There's nothing like a prize fight. You're down at the, you know, let's say MGM, which holds many of them, and it's even the night before, Friday night, let's say the fight Saturday, there's an energy you just don't see anywhere else, quite frankly. I mean, New Year's Eve you do, but it's just so packed, it's hard to even get down there. Most, very few locals go down for New Year's Eve. And let's be candid with the fight, if you're on the outside looking in, probably a similar thing, right, where you're not getting that you know, where it's difficult to enjoy. Luckily, I've been lucky enough to get, you know, media credentials and such for these things, especially the last few years. And when you get behind the velvet rope, the fight is unlike anything I've ever seen. And as you go back in time, and I wasn't here for this, but you hear about, you know, I just saw the Tupac movie, and, you know, that was a fight night when, unfortunately, obviously he got shot. The unfortunate part of him getting shot was the obvious part. And also, you know, you hear about Holyfield, Tyson, and those nights. I wasn't here for that, but the old timers say also unlike anything they can remember.
Yeah, and so, and RJ Bell is joining me on the show. So from a gambling standpoint, RJ, when this thing was being just, when this was still a twinkle in everybody's eye back in November, it was minus 2,500 Mayweather, plus 1,100 McGregor in that neighborhood. When this fight got announced this week, what did the odds open at on the fight, and how have they moved? How has the money kind of moved things over the course of the first few days of betting?
You know, I think you're touching on such a great question because it really is an eye-popper. But if you don't mind, could we first discuss this fight being made and how, in my opinion, it was inevitable, and I'm not surprised at all?
Yes.
Let's think about this, Sean. What is Mayweather's driving decision criteria for taking this fight or not? It was
money.
I think, two things. Money, right? And I think it was the smallest chance of losing, because this is likely his last fight. Yeah. And 50-0, you know, Marciano 49-0, 15-0 is an amazing number, right?
Yes.
It's an even number. He's going to have a bunch, you would guess, a bunch of apparel and such, merchandise with the 50 on it, or some great logo with the 50, right? So I think if he would have fought Triple G or even Canelo again, you know, I think in both those fights, he's you know, I think against Triple G, from what I hear, he'd be an underdog, right? Different weight class to some degree, but it could have been made. So he would have made a lot of money in either of those fights, but had a heck of a chance of losing. He will make more money in this fight, and by some accounts, have far less than a 10% chance. I talked to a guy locally real quick. You know, this guy's a boxing handicapper. He said at 1%. He thinks it's 99% Mayweather wins. So if you have both sides of the equation maxing out, the most money and the lowest chance to win, and obviously with McGregor, it's going to all be about money because he's not risking much since it's not his true discipline, then it feels like this fight was inevitable.
Yeah, and there's no losers in the whole thing, you know, when you point it that way, RJ. I mean, unless McGregor lands a lucky punch and then there's no 50-0 and all that merch is going to get sent over to a bunch of kids in the Congo, like the Buffalo Bills Super Bowl shirts and stuff like that. But where has the money gone from the sharp crowd and from the public bettors so far on this thing?
Okay, well, this is amazing, and you touched on it initially. Mayweather opened up, and this was an actual odds you could bet, right? Is he'll put up prospective events, and if it doesn't happen by a certain date, they return the money. McGregor was minus 2,500. So that means
Mayweather
was $25 to win a dollar. Right. So Mayweather, that big of a favor. McGregor was 11-1 underdog in that. The difference is the house commission.
Yep.
On Wednesday, it opened up minus 900. So it went from $25 wins you a dollar to $9 wins you a dollar. So still a big favor, but man, oh man, big change. Then betting, the first 24 hours, over 90% of the bets on McGregor, the underdog, and now it went down to about minus 650. So initially 25, then 9, then 650 wins you a dollar. So still a big favor, Mayweather, but 90-plus percent of the bets on the underdog. And it makes sense, right? bettors love, recreational bettors love to bet a lot or little to win a lot. They want that big payoff.
Yeah.
And they also like to bet a big name. In this case, they get both. And the professional bettors, they're not afraid to bet a lot to win a little, and they're not afraid to lay it. Now, I've talked to a number of them. They might wait. There's some people thinking this might get down to minus 400. But by the first bell, unequivocally, a vast majority of the pros will be on Mayweather.
RJ, we got about a minute and change left here. It's almost like when you described it there, that the recreational bettor likes to bet a little to win a lot, and especially on a big name, and the pros are not afraid to lay a lot to win a little if they feel it's good. It's almost like we mad-libbed Mayweather in for the Golden State Warriors, and we mad-libbed Conor McGregor in for LeBron James. You know what I mean? Like, as far as the money line bets on the finals.
See, Sean, you're learning, man. One of the sharper radio guys out there. Is absolutely right. And the other analogy or another analog to this would have been the Pacquiao Mayweather. There was a ton of recreational Pacquiao money because the thought is, hey, I know Pacquiao. I feel pretty good betting him. And oh, by the way, I'd get more than a 2-to-1 payoff. So now that's pretty unusual in sports like the NFL because usually the better team is favored. But you will get it in the Super Bowl sometimes if you have a really good team that's getting like 2.5 points. So on the money line, maybe it's 100, wins you 130. But it's like, yeah, I'm getting a plus payout and a really good team. So that's the two driving forces is love of the big payoff and also they like the big name.
Yeah, and this won't be the last time that you and I talk McGregor and Mayweather, obviously, between now and August 26th, for sure. RJ Bell, pregame.com founder, joining me for his weekly visit with us here on CBS Sports Radio. RJ, appreciate the time. As always, appreciate you shuffling your schedule around from our usual spot today, and we'll do it again soon.
My pleasure, Sean. Thank you.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.